The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On Tuesday, it's 5 to 2. This is a lot later than it's normally recorded, isn't that right, Maureen?
Yes, it is.
You've become a regular feature on this podcast. How do you feel about that?
I don't know, it's good.
Absolutely boiling over with enthusiasm.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Wait about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
There you have it. Today's podcast is being recorded on a slightly different setup. Okay, it's the same setup, but I'm very gently holding this microphone because we have no stands. I'm going to order microphones after this podcast. I should have done it last week.
Should have done it a long time ago.
I should have done a lot of things a long time ago, but...
But you're Colin Jettis and...
Yeah, I don't do shit, is what we're saying. First of all, let's give a massive shout out to the General Banter... General Valentine. General Banter people all around the world who've been listening to this, because we didn't know that you could check statistics on SoundCloud. You did it. Maureen, here's what you don't understand. I don't give a fuck about that. That's your business. You're the... Women do that, you know what I mean? Women sort. They fiddle. They make wee nests. They fiddle about with things. Let me check that out.
I'm looking nosy. At stats I'm fiddling nosy. About.
Let me fuck. That's what you do. You come back to me and you go... This is what I found out. And then I go, no problem. I'm just going to full diva that and just walk around and not give a shit and just be nothing but a, you know, creative genius.
I said, did you know that like over 200 people in America listen to your podcast? You went, what?
Let me just run through this. So
that's where I'm not...
Obviously, the bulk of it is the United Kingdom. Probably most of that's Northern Ireland. Let's not get political. But yeah, the second biggest amount of people... Now, there is a fucking significant drop-off. So most people are either in Northern Ireland or Great Britain. Ireland actually has less people. So in the South, there are less people than there are listening in America.
That's mad, isn't it?
What you should do, guys, is you should get in touch, you know, send us some, you know, like a tweet. That's what you call them? Send us like a tweet.
No, tweets are boring.
Send me a Snapchat of your tits then and shut the fuck up, you American pricks.
No, you should do.
Fax me your asshole.
If you... No.
Page me your fanny.
No. I was going to say, if you did like an Instagram or Facebook or something of you listening to the podcast, like a photo and tag it, you should like send them something. It'll only cost you £93 to post it, so...
Yeah. Here's two stickers, bro, but
yeah,
the postage is £45.
You should, though.
Yeah, like me going, oh, I do free delivery on the t-shirts, and then some cunt in Australia is like, oh, I'll have 4 t-shirts, please. I was like, all right.
Straight to credit union, take a loan, excuse me.
Excuse me, a gentleman in Australia would like some t-shirts. Can I have £3,000, please? But yeah, I was kind of surprised by the amount of people actually listening around the world. Let me give you a rundown of some of these countries. I'll do the accent. United States, okay. Ireland. Australia, bastard. Canada, Saudi Arabia. Probably quite accurate. Expand to see more. I've got that tattooed above my sphing.
Jesus
Canada, Saudi Arabia,
Canada,
Sweden, New Zealand, Germany, Sweden. United Arab Emirates, Korea, Republic of Korea. Is that North Korea or South Korea?
That's South. I mean, it's obviously South.
Malta, Russian Federation, Spain, Hong Kong, Italy. Now you're getting down to like, I mean, it goes France, Thailand, Norway, Guernsey, and then these last ones are literally one person in each place.
Just like some random person?
Colombia. Some cunt in Colombia is listening to this, probably by accident. Egypt, Denmark, Portugal, Philippines, Mexico, Isle of Man. Some sad wee bastard in the Isle of Man. And then it says other countries, 50. What sort of...
Yeah, it doesn't show you the other ones in.
Sneaky bastard, don't believe it! So
that's
yeah,
mad, isn't it?
If you're in those countries, take a photo, you know, of your asshole or whatever, and also your iPhone, and be like,
"No,
this is me listening to the podcast over here in Egypt, bro. Go climb to the top of a fucking pyramid with your tits out and take a photo and be like, Jenner Banter for life, player.
You should do one of those like craziest places someone listens to your podcast, and then you'll send them also. You'll send them a nude photo of yourself.
Yeah. A nice, tasteful...
Because that's a bit cheaper to send.
Just so. Yeah. Snapchat. Yeah, I'll just Snapchat you. Just a nice fisheye lens photo of just the end of my knob. Do you know, so it looks like...
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, real up close. Like one of those Korean warheads. I don't think there's anything in there. I don't think Korea have money. I think he's all like, oh, I'm going to have a nuclear war. And he's just got like a big old like Pringles tin. Do you want to hear a
Korean
Japanese man? What?
Ask your Korean correspondent.
Yeah, what's up, one dude? This is my Korean. This is my friend in Korea sending a message to all the Irish fans.
Ireland, together standing tall, shoulder, as Ireland calls.
There you have it.
Ireland, together standing tall.
This is a Japanese guy.
Shoulder.
Yeah, he's singing Ireland's Call there at the Aviva.
Fair play.
Shoulder. Shoulder. Respect to him.
I like him.
I like him. I like the Japanese rugby tops. Have you ever seen them? Pretty swag.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them in the World Cup.
They're like red with a wee flower on them. They're real pretty. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a little like... Every rugby team in the world gets their hand on some fucking South Pacific Islander types. You're like, that motherfucker's not Japanese.
They could probably take over the world, couldn't they? Because they're all like the biggest, strongest people. All those South Pacifics.
Yeah, they're
all
they're,
beautiful as well,
they,
for the most part.
They die pretty young, but...
That's a shame.
So let's talk about some. First of all, shout out to the worldwide general. What do we call them? The general banter, the banterists, banterizer.
Yeah, you need like Justin Bieber has bleepers and all that kind of stuff. You need like
a shitty name,
a group name for your listeners.
Hey, Katy Perry, grow some hair. You fucking sight.
What would be a good name?
The Jennies, the genital banterists, Gen Bants, G Bants. Bantaloons.
These are terrible ideas.
Bantaneers. What is that fucking beeping in the background? It's driving my tits crazy. What? Bro, did you hear the birds there? What do we call them? The genitals?
Genitals?
Yep.
I don't think you can do that.
Nah. Let's talk about our week. Last Thursday, we went up to... I feel real sick after that tea. We went up to the Galgorm. In the midst of a domestic row, which is always good. Let's go do something really fancy. And we're being nicer to waitstaff than we are to each other.
That sounds like we argue all the time. We don't.
We don't. But we do certainly pick our times more.
Yeah, just when you need to go somewhere or there's something important or someone has work to do.
Yeah. Hey, stop where you're at. Let's have a rye.
Yeah.
But
stop where you're at. I'm gonna just ruin all your feelings about yourself. So bye. I'm joking. We don't really have arguments. You're just useless, that's all.
Yeah. So Speaking of useless, we went for 19 cakes on a fucking plate of shit. But
it was
fun though, because I was like, I'm starving. Yeah, someone got you for a gift, aka Begley.
For my birthday, which is a very nice gift.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
It's pure nice.
So we went up there and talk us through it, Maureen. I was worried there wasn't going to be enough food, but
yeah.
At the end of it, I thought I was going to have to barf in a fucking plant pot like you and
every
London
time we go anywhere, that you were like, you just whisper across the table, yeah, we're definitely going to have to get food after this, or yeah, we're going to have to stop and get chips, because you just didn't believe it was going to be enough, and you could barely finish it. It was so nice.
Yeah, but talk us through it. What's in it?
I don't know. Well, the first bit is like all the savoury stuff, which I would have liked if there was more of that, less of the cakes.
Me too. I'd have taken double sandwiches, less macaroons.
Because the soup, there's a tiny thing of soup, and then there's like little different sandwiches, and like, there was like a little scone kind of thing that was like, what was like pistachio and something?
Pistachio with, and pumpkin
what was
seed.
The mousse kind of thing. It was like a spicy
paprika
thing.
Paprika butter.
Oh, it was so nice. That was really good.
It was like a wee warm. It was like a wee warm muffin.
It was so good. And then they bring out the big like 3-tiered sort of thing with all the cakes on. And like, you're thinking, oh, we can eat this, no bother. And then you get halfway down and it is so filling and you're so full of sugar.
Yeah, it's like...
But I'm not a fan of cake that much. I don't like
cake.
It's
like way, way too much desserts in one go. It's like the scone was ridiculous. And then we had banana bread. And I was like, that was lovely. I'm so up for this. And then the next level, it was like a pistachio muffin.
That was lovely.
Which felt more like cheese. It was like cheesy in her mouth.
Was it cold? It was really good.
And I had that. And then there was that fucking macaroon thing that was...
I think the macaroon...
The squishiest, like...
Tipped it over.
Yeah, it was so rich.
Because macaroons can either be the big ones or tiny.
It's the
gayest
conversation I've
ever had in my life. I know. But it was a big one.
The macaroons were just too much.
They were. But they were filled with so much stuff, I think. Like, it was... You literally bit into it and there was so much stuff inside it.
Yeah.
Like, it was too much.
And then there was like white stuff. And then there was pink stuff in the middle of the white stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just all gushing down your face.
The nice bit is all the teas, though.
Do you know what it felt like?
Do
you remember that Miley Cyrus video? Which it was all just like...
What is that song? That was a good song.
Maureen, that song was fucking turd. I'm going to look it up.
That song should have been number one.
Yeah, and on the list of songs to be fucking erased
what
from history.
What was it like? I smoke weed. Something, something, something.
It wasn't a good song.
No.
But then...
The video was very disturbing, but...
Yeah, it was just her just swilling a load of fluids around her mouth. As if to be like... Is it called Do It? Is it?
No, I don't think so. Actually, maybe. I have no idea.
Oh, well, who's
it? Oh, it is, yeah. Oh, look at you. I don't know what the song
who's
is.
Who's a bigger fan of...
Ready? Yep.
Might need some more marijuana.
She does sound like a fucking full... I need more marijuana. I need my tablets.
Yeah, I love peace, but I don't give a fuck. I ain't no hippie. Yeah, I smoke pot.
Do it.
Yeah, I love peace.
Do it.
But I don't give a fuck.
Do it.
I ain't no hippie.
Yeah,
I smoke pot.
The video was basically her eating a load of nail polish.
It makes me feel so sick looking at it. But that's basically what you look like eating a full afternoon tea by yourself. I quite like the beat of this song, but
it's dirt.
Such turd the rest
it's
of it.
It's fucking turd. Yeah, suck dicks. Yeah, take it. You know she smells like...
Yeah, for sure.
Like, she probably smells bad. It's a terrible breath and smells a bit like chemicals. Like, she hasn't actually washed in a while, but she'll throw some chemicals at herself.
Just throw chemicals at herself?
Woo! Bath and bleach! Yeah, we'll use Dettol on my eyes!
Just some shaking back all over herself.
Shaking
blow
back.
It off with a hairdryer. Done!
I wonder if shaking back actually work. So anyway, we had that. I felt super sick after it.
So ill, but like a good kind of sick, like it was pleasant.
And I was like completely, and then we
but
went
what we didn't realize was some people take some of the stuff home.
Yeah.
We did not do that,
and as I called them, F words,
fruits,
couple of fannies. But literally, the order of it went like scone, banana bread, the muffin, the macaroon. There was another layer of shit before you even got to the fucking, like...
There was tiny thing, macaroni things. They weren't macaroons, yeah. But they're tiny things. And then this big, like, compote-y rhubarb thing.
I crashed. Maybe. We went to that range place in Ballymena, which is... It's like IKEA, but better, isn't it? It just sells hot tubs and all sorts of fucking...
Just a lot of stuff,
proper
it?
Hillbilly shit.
A lot of things. It's a lot of glittery, crystally things, which...
Yeah, it's like if you wanted to do your caravan up, that's the spot.
But some of the stuff was nice.
And that guy that was there was like, seeing me, and was like, it is not. It fucking is not. Tell me it's not. Is it not? Oh, Lord Jesus, it's not.
But the funny thing was, I think you walked past him, so he just stood in the aisle going, it's not, is it? It's not. And we sort of went, is he talking about you, or is he just...
And he's like, I'll ask you for a photo, but I've only got a fucking flip phone here from the 90s. And then he did get a photo. It was weird, though. But I was crashing so hard in that range place. I was like...
Yeah, you shouldn't have that much sugar at that time of day.
My fucking eyes open. I was like, I had diabetes. I just gave myself diabetes.
Straight away, yeah.
Diabetes. And it's a trick in your mind when you have too much sugar, because you're like, oh, I feel like I really need like a Fanta. I don't know why I kept thinking that. I was like, I think I need to stay awake. I need like a Fanta from McDonald's.
That's such bullshit.
That's such fat shit, isn't it?
That is.
Such a fat wee
Good
pig.
Job we didn't eat much later on that day. Only joking. Had an Indian.
If our logbook of what we've eaten in the last week was published.
Last week I should be stricken from the record because... We literally had to take away every night for the last 4 nights. Which we don't do that often.
It wasn't really our choice last night.
No.
But, you know, Begley bought it, so it doesn't count.
But this is
we didn't drink a whole pile, you know what I mean? Like
when you're drinking, you just eat so much shit. If you could drink and then not eat all the shit, it'd be alright. Or if you could do it, like, you know, eat a takeaway and then not drink. But it's... They just go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, that's so much fun. And you just, like... What we did yesterday, but now, by the way, we'll work backwards, but yesterday it was Bank Holiday Monday, so everyone was out drinking. So it was literally rude not to.
Yeah.
So we had to go drinking. It was me, you, Begley, and your dad went to the old local pub, and I had a lot of pints. I knocked one over my phone.
We had those Chieftain Franciscan Well ones, which are really strong.
A big fruity ale and full blitzed.
I had two, and then I went to the toilet, And again, because it's daylight, it's so disorienting. I was so wobbly. I was like, I know it's all stones out the back of that place, but...
Pished, it's called.
Do you know when you're just like, oh my God, I've just had two and I feel like I've been here for hours already and I haven't.
I know, I had one and felt, I was talking about something and I felt like I just talked for about 30 seconds with no one else saying anything and I was like, oh God, I'm blocked. I just talked too much. And then I slapped one over all over the phone. It was good times. And then because the pub that we go to is in the arsehole of nowhere... They play, what do you call it?
What?
Road bowls?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Road bowling?
Yeah, road bowls.
So these men go out on a Sunday and avoid their wives and throw a metal stone down the fucking road.
Essentially.
Who invented that?
I think it's a very old sport.
Are they just like, how can I somehow come up with a game to bet on? And they're like, what have you got? And he's like, a metal ball. He's like, is it orange and easy to find in the hedges? It is not, sir. It is the colour of, in fact, tarmac. So I'm going to throw this.
Is it shiny, though? No.
No, it's not. It's old and rusty. It's practically... Like, how many does your dad have from just them throwing it into the garden and never find it?
Yeah, you do find a few, like.
Where do you buy them? That's what I'd like to know.
Don't know.
You don't go into fucking JD Sports and be like, where's the fucking bullets?
No, you have to, like, climb up a mountain and then you find them once the robo gods send you another one.
So fucking David Bowie's spinning them around his hand like Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie. That makes it sound really... But anyway, this is how pissed we were. That bar to entice the people back, obviously.
Not really. It's just a... It's just because they always come back. They make them food.
Yeah, they make them a big pile of sausages. And your dad was like straight in there.
He was so blocked.
He's like, fuck yes. Fuck your road bowls. I've been doing the real work out the back here in these pints.
He didn't actually say that, but we were all thinking it.
Nah, it was in his eyes, but wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He was like Rick James in that, fuck yo sausages, N-word. it was a good crack. We did a whole pile of drinking this weekend. We went to a fundraiser in, most of the activities this weekend have been in the anus of nowhere.
Yeah.
The fucking, like, fuck me. Where was that place?
Clonoe. Yep.
Clonome Sain. Where the fuck is that?
It is in the middle of nowhere, like. But it was a fundraiser for a friend, so.
Yeah, and I would say most of the funds raised there were from me towards that bar, you know?
I would say that was very possible.
Congratulations to you. And I panicked because it's one of those places where, you know, you buy four drinks and you've got, like, you used to like Belfast prices, so you've got like 30 quid out. And they're like, that's £12. And you're like, oh. And then you panic because you're like, can I have six of those again? Because I feel like they're not going to be that price all night. You know, and then you drink loads and then you come home. We all get the hiccups and dance around, barf and all. It's good crack.
I think that was just you, Colin, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Hiccups, like just 50 pints of Coors. And then you're like absolutely dying with hiccups. What are you looking at?
See if you had two of your earphones in.
Why?
Just.
Am I talking weird?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, we got majorly fucking blocked at that. The next day was a record because I didn't get out of bed in the slightest till... I mean, we should be lying about our lives. Instead, we're just
pretending
going...
Pretending that we're really...
Well, we actually organized. It's been a bad week for the drinking.
We need to stop drinking for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to stop for a while. Fuck that, I'm bored.
I like the coffee, though. You did stop for a while. So...
The coffee?
Yeah, you stopped quit coffee and you also quit drinking for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I went back on coffee and then I was like, no, this is not for me at all. You know? Yeah, smoke crack. But I can't drink coffee. I wonder, can you be caffeine sensitive?
I'm sure you can.
If you're an absolute F word?
Yeah.
We had so much pizza last night, Begley thought he had a stroke in his sleep.
He did say that, didn't he?
I mean, you know you're unhealthy when you have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and shite.
Did you do that?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Is that what you're doing? You were away for ages. You're really annoying to sleep beside whenever you're, like, drinking or hungover because you just move around so much and you always have to let everyone know how you're feeling. Like, this is you at 4 a.m. I was like, are you okay, Colin? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I was like, mind your own fucking business, morning. I'm trying to fucking die in peace over here.
So Mampy's very loudly.
What? Yeah.
Shut up.
So, what other things have been happening this week? Can you recall anything in the news? I just heard a thing about a guy...
We were drunk the whole time, Colin. We don't know anything.
I'm still drunk now. There was a guy who they found today who'd been at sea for 32 hours.
That's a long time.
Fair play to him. I mean, they'll probably try and write a book about that or something and it'll be... What the fuck was that noise?
Tractor, don't close that window.
Nah, it's roasting.
Stop.
It adds the atmosphere for people. You know, that and me creaking the microphone.
Oh, wind. The lines twitched.
I can't wait till this podcast's over so I can just sit outside and drink tea.
You don't drink tea anymore?
And I'll drink green tea.
Right, okay, that's exciting, isn't it?
Which, I've got heartburn now, so I don't know what the crack is. Yeah, what about that guy? How long do you think you would last in the sea? Do you think pure fear would get you through it, Maureen?
I mean, there's a lot to be said for adrenaline. I'm still drunk.
There's a lot to be said if you can say it. Adrenaline.
Yes, that one.
The surfer was said to be running on nothing but adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
He was adrenaline like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the verb, to adrenaline.
I've been adrenaline.
You know what I mean? It's quite a miracle drug, though, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
Your body to produce.
You do crazy shit.
You can get through a lot of pain and sort of survive stuff. But, I don't know, that's a long time, though. So what happened to him? I never really read the story properly.
That was it. He just fucking got swept.
Was he unconscious the whole time, though?
No, he was awake.
And he was just at
sea. How the fuck would he be unconscious?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he was
just
clinging to the board, like, couldn't get back in. And just had to wait for a fucking Stena line to go past.
Holy shit.
Excuse me! I'm in the water!
That's...
Fuck it. Curio. Fuck it.
That's crazy, like...
I mean, the worst part of it there is, like...
A day and a half or something?
You can't even kill yourself, can you? You know, if you're really freaked out, you'd have to just be like, start drinking seawater. You'd be starving, wouldn't you?
You'd be so thirsty, because he's probably really warm. Oh my God.
And you would be, like, just pure panic. You know that dry mouth you get when you're scared? You're just like... Fuck that shit.
That's amazing, though, that he did sort of
fair play to him. He needs some therapy after that shit.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
One of the highlights of my week was watching the motorbike program. We watched the prison one.
Yeah.
About the Northern Irish prison service.
Well, we don't watch a lot of TV, so it was lucky we just.
Fair play to BBC for actually making something that wasn't an absolute pilot discharge. Because.
Kind words from Congo.
We know their comedy isn't up to fucking much. If we call it experimental, we don't have to put any work into it.
Or money. Fucking, or talent, or.
Hey, yes. Do you want to be a TV talent? Yeah. Well, you can either sell Big Issue, or we give you the amount of money that you would make if you sold Big Issue in a week.
But you have to work for 10 months.
And write it all and cut it yourself, and we don't actually have any equipment or anything, so can't help you.
See you then. Bye.
Can't help you. Don't even chat to me about the fucking times I've been on sets of stuff, and you're like, oh, do we have this prop? And you're like, oh, no, we don't have that. And you're like, oh, so the girl that's being paid more than us, whose job it is to collect the props, isn't here with the props? What in the fuck? Anyway, we're straying away from beautiful TV that BBC have made. What about that jail one? Did that freak you out? Scared me. Never. Don't get in fights, guys. Don't take drugs and get in fights, because every story was like, and then I just fucking was intoxicated on the fuck.
The common denominator was cocaine.
Don't take coke.
Every single person, almost, who got in trouble was on cocaine. On a lot of other things too, but all of them took cocaine. Like, that's...
Yeah, they were on coke, or they were selling coke.
Does that not just show you, though, that... Shit? You know, not to say it's that for everyone, but obviously in Belfast, coke is just going to send you insane. It's not obviously like what you might think it might make you do. This just seemed to make people be really weird and like almost change their personality. Like they all sort of said, oh, I had no idea what I was doing, and you know, I wouldn't have normally done this.
Hurt people. Yeah, every single one of them was like, and then I got intoxicated, and then all the fucking rage from years of fucking just badness just built up and exploded, and the explosion happened to be a battle on his face. Know what I mean? I'm in jail for 9 years, but making that noise that I have made accidentally a few times and felt like cutting my own stomach open, like one of the Japanese warriors. Because it would make, if someone was near me and they were like, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna
don't do that.
I'm gonna knee your teeth out.
Yeah.
But I've done it. You know where you're like, you're trying to sniff loud or something and you accidentally do it. And I'm like, oh my God.
But
sorry.
You've got that, I can't remember what the name is, that sound sensitivity thing. Like, you really hate certain types of noise. If someone's alarm goes off more than like once, you're like, that's so annoying, or someone eats near you, or you get really, you hate noises like that. But you also hate the sound of your own self eating. So,
I would be very self aware of like, trying to make noise. Or trying not to make noise.
Anytime we're eating, Colin's like, put the TV on. Why? Just can't listen to eating. You can't listen to it. Or if, like, say a microwave went off and then it beeped again, you're like, quickly get that. Like, you can't deal with it. So when people do really gross things like snort and sniff all the time, I can just see you going mad because it annoys you so. Like, it's as if you can hear it louder than everyone else or something. You just pick up on things so quickly. So yeah, that guy
I just don't like.
Disclaimer for anyone ever meeting Colin. Don't make weird noise.
Yeah, don't. 25 problems only people with sensitive ears understand. This will probably drive me mad just watching it. BuzzFeed video.
Does it say this will include cringing?
Oh.
You kind of do.
So the first one, now, I don't mind that.
The phone clicking noise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone scraping their plate. Not into that.
Not into that.
Oh, get the
Someone eating? What, like metal hitting people's teeth?
It's... Oh. I actually don't mind the metal hitting the teeth. It's the like breathing and stuff. There's Aaron McCann there, breathing like fucking Darth Vader. Doing an impression of Tony Soprano. Cracking, I don't mind.
Oh, that's rotten.
Her face disgusts me more than the noise.
They don't that annoying, I don't think.
Nah. And I don't really mind most of these. I think it might just be eating or people singing a cappella drives me. No. Sniffing's pretty bad. Don't sing. I see. There's certainly eating noises I don't mind. Like if you were eating,
if it's like a clean eating noise, like eating a carrot or something, like it's a crisp noise. You don't mind.
I don't even know how to explain it. There's just certain ones drive me fucking nuts.
I think it's more of a breathy thing with you. Like if people inhale more, their food, like.
Or it's more like of a. It's more of a mouth noise, or like if you hear people's teeth touch when they eat, like.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
That makes me drives me fucking nuts, and it's not even like. It's like a beat thing, you know, like a rhythm thing as well, like that. And you're like, oh, fucking.
What about that? Drinking cup out of a tin now?
I don't mind that. That's pretty gross. I don't mind the crisp, though. See, he's got headphones on, so he doesn't really give a shit. I mean, talk about BuzzFeed being... That has nearly a million videos. Nearly a million fucking hits. That stupid piece of shit video. So, what... Yeah, it's hard to explain the things that annoy me and things. It probably just depends what mood I'm in.
It's funny because you do all of those things.
I have turned podcasts off because people have been eating.
That's right, you've actually said that.
Kieran Bartlett... And people I know, like Kieran Bartlett, had a fucking soda one day and I was like, never again will I listen to this podcast. Shane and Dave were one day and he was like... Shane's like, we're just eating some toffees here. And I was like, not on my watch, see you later. I've listened to ones where people have, they've opened the bottle of like, you know you get real cheap bottles of water and the plastic's dead crispy and thin.
Yeah.
And they, every time they went, and like drank and squished it. I was like, that's me done. I can't fucking listen to it. Do it off the fucking mic, you mental.
Do you remember
Chocolate
Rain?
Chocolate Rain.
Yeah.
He breathes off mic.
Yeah.
And they wrote that. I was like, da-da-da-da, lick my testicles. Chocolate Rain. And he would do it off mic. Yeah. Like a fucking professional in brown. You know? Does Joe Rogan do it?
No, remember you said loads of times he's done it where he's like either eating something or he keeps coughing because he'll have that coffee or whatever.
Yeah, they just keep clearing
his
throat.
Like, he keeps clearing his throat. You can't listen to it.
Or like any of those ones where there's like six people on and they're all drunk and all, and one of them starts eating crisps and they're just like... So you can hear three people around and someone eating crisps really loud on the same level. Drives me fucking mad. What other things annoy me? People singing a cappella.
Yeah, if you want to make Kong, as you say, like nothing embarrasses you really, or you don't get cringe in anything, except if you're in a room and someone starts to sing.
I think
no matter what the situation is, you can't deal with it.
I just think there's something funny about like being able to switch it on. So, like someone will be on Graham Norton having a right laugh, and then they're like, "Oh, that's good crack and all," and then they'll be even when we seen Adele at fucking or no, we didn't see her.
No,
she was on TV. But she'll be like, oh, yeah, fucking good crack and all. And then it's like, I'm going to kill myself. Like, back to fake emotion because you're singing a song. I don't know. There's a weirdness. There's an insincerity. Contrived. You know, if you're going to be emo, like, be emo as fuck. You know what I mean? Be Kurt Cobain. Blow your head off.
What?
I don't know. You let me talk for way too fucking long there.
You've just
what things
mad.
Annoy you?
I don't know. Nothing. Just mainly...
Anything that doesn't go your way at all in the slightest.
Losing things, that's the only thing that ever annoys me. If I lose something, it drives me mad.
You don't like waste, but...
I hate waste.
Let me tell
you
something. You don't lose anything. You temporarily misplace it.
I know, but that's why it
annoys
me.
And don't shut up about it
because
at all.
It's honestly the only thing that I'll ever vocally be like, I am so annoyed, is because I've...
Could you vocally talk to Mike there?
Like, I've just misplaced something. Like, today I couldn't find my driving license, and you were like, oh, you've probably just something, is it in a different handbag? I was like, no, it is always in the same place, it's not here, that doesn't make sense to me. So as soon as it doesn't make sense to me, I can't deal with it, because I'm like, that is disappeared, it's disappeared, where would that go? And I cannot think about anything else till I find it. It's not really weird, but it annoys me so much if I misplace something. And I've pretty much found everything I've ever lost, because I'll be so annoyed about it that I'll find it, but... I don't know, I think that is the waste thing. I hate wasting something or losing something that I could have used for something else. You know, or I could have, like, oh, I'm going to have to get a new one of those. Or I hate that. I hate losing something. And I hate waste. I hate when people waste food or throw things out or don't, like, you know, throw tins in the bin and stuff. I'm like, I can't deal with that. Please recycle. Like, isn't that so ridiculous? But it's just the waste aspect of it. I hate so much.
Yeah, I sometimes think, like, how much really does it help you splitting your stuff up into, like,
I don't know,
recycling.
But it makes me feel better. So it now, because you can recycle now and there is a different bin, if I see people throwing recyclable stuff in a bin, it annoys me because I'm like, that's not rubbish, that's just gonna be you're just wasting. That's that you're throwing that in waste now.
I mean, what we do is we by recycle, it means we don't actually put anything in the bin.
Yeah, just we just collect. Big pile.
We collect it in a big pile of shit, and then be like, "Oh yeah, that bin has to go out today, so you may put it out."
Yeah,
this is a real
fix it, but
super interesting conversation, isn't it?
It's not at all, but I feel like we're learning a lot about each other. Colin,
we are.
So
what about this girl's accent? Does your dick go inside you or what?
Both. And how do you? How can I have a chicken in the breakfast?
You can have a chicken in the breakfast if you ask for chicken in your breakfast.
Breakfast, is it?
Breakfast.
So how do you say? So how would you say Karachi?
What?
How do you say Karachi?
Karachi?
How do you say Pakistan?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Okay. Pakistan.
That's you're not making it.
Fucking Pakistan! There are two accents in this world that would curdle milk. One of them is a dairy accent, and the other one is that Scouse one. Fucking It's less effort just to talk normal, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Welsh people was like, I talk very slowly. And
right, hurry up.
Fucking speed up, you cunt, you idiot.
So, today I'm going to show you. What is your name? A lot of people don't know or don't believe that there are white Jamaicans. So,
white Jamaicans, here we go. 3 million hits.
What is your name?
What kind of question you ask me? I don't know me a long time already. We can't put my name on the internet, girl. What's wrong with you?
Where are you from?
I come from Jamaica. We come from the western part of Jamaica.
This guy looks like fucking Ian Beale.
Looks like.
And he's white as shit. My name. Can't put my name on the internet. Again, just say on. It's shorter than pond. Pond to internet. Something the internet.
We can't really tell you where we come from, don't we? Though we don't know where we come from.
What kind of food do you like to eat?
Well, I like all kind of food. Anything they make in Jamaica, I like ackee and saltfish. Put a piece of fried pork in it. Can't beat that. I really love a curry goat with rice. I don't like rice and peas though, but I love curry goat and rice. And well, I don't use so much bami, but I love bami too. The more I think about it, I love goat belly soup. And my mother used to make hog foot, but since I live abroad, I don't get that no more. I love any kind of Jamaican food.
Sort that out to fuck.
I mean, I feel like that's a very strong Jamaican accent also. Yeah. There's a lot of
surely there's a light version.
Like,
is he like the one white...
What's your favourite thing about Jamaica?
My favourite thing about Jamaica is sunshine. Can't beat that, no.
You can't beat it? He's not a kick in the arse off just being from like round here. You can't beat it, hey! How much of that shit did you hear yesterday because the sun came out?
Yeah.
Fucking that's some day for it, isn't it? What do you mean, someday for it? Drinking yourself spastic by five? Is that what
yeah,
you mean?
That's exactly what
I mean. That's someday for it, by.
Someday for anything.
Drinking whiskey at three. Someday for it. Couldn't beat it. Where else would you get it? Sure, you know yourself.
Powerful.
Get yourself pawned down the pub there.
Nice and warm.
You know, get pawned the pints.
Really getting on cold weather down there. And the people. Jamaican people
like
are the warmest, kind-hearted people in the whole.
Sort your fucking life out.
I feel like this is being put on a little bit because he won't just answer normally either. Like, it's just like, where are you from? Instead of just saying I'm from Jamaica, he's like, blah, blah. You know, like a full, yeah. Big, like, speech. Like, you know, that's not how people talk in Jamaica.
Get up on them titties. Click, 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 click. Jamaican China, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I mean, this is not funny to listen to because it just sounds like a Jamaican person, but...
Yeah, you got to see how white... That cunt was so white, like...
Yeah, he looked like Ken from Coronation Street.
Yeah, Ken Barlow.
Ken Barlow, that's his name.
Didn't he do a pile of raping or something?
Yeah, no, just a lot of sex. What's his name? Something Roach?
Oh, go on.
Somebody Roach?
That work, yeah? Huh? And Chinaman come pick up your money. Well, Chinaman said, me up on some long thing and me not give me money. But me did have enough customer for peer. So Chinaman come and tell me about my rotted.
Listen, man.
Oh, what, my Chinaman? You want the money?
Me money didn't come in, man.
You want the money, Chinaman? You want
that's
the money?
Yeah, man.
You want the money?
He could send Chinaman. What's that, Chinaman? Clearly mentally ill.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that video that was going around Belfast and everyone there was outrage over the man in the park?
What's that?
Do you remember I went to play
which
it?
One?
And there was a guy... sort of accusing the man of being
a
paver.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's not nice. I've seen that man before.
Yeah.
He's mentally ill. Like, oh, for sure. I've seen him before.
There was a video went up. We don't need to play it, but I don't know. There was a guy, like, threatening. We didn't even watch it, really, fully, but...
Well, I wouldn't let you. I was like, it's not nice.
People
like,
were cracking up because the guy was being pretty aggressive to him, like, oh, you're a fucking paedophile and you're not allowed in the park unless you hear shit.
Which apparently
none of that was true. Like, his carer came out and was like, no, he's...
He was just sitting there and, you know, this guy just came over and started shouting. I'm like, you're not supposed to be here. There's children here. And he's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here. And he's like, and he just kept going on at him. And you're like, this, like, I am aware of this man. I've seen him before.
Yeah, he came in the Black Box. We had a gig at Black Box one time and
when I used to work in town, though, I see him all the time as well. And it's so... Anyway, because you'd see him do all sorts. Like, he'd be begging one day. And you know, he's always doing something different. Like, it's very... I don't know. It's just hard to watch someone shout at someone like that when they're clearly not able to take, you know, any responsibility for things as well. So that's hard. It's not as if... I'm not, like, condoning it in case he is a paedophile. I don't know. I actually don't know if he is or not. But... It was just the fact that someone's videoing, shouting at him. You're like, all right. I mean, if you're going to do that, you don't need to film yourself doing it, do you? Really?
No.
He was trying to be like, guys, look at this man and make awareness and all. But I feel like there's a slight difference there whenever, I don't know if that's true or not. And also, really, you know, if it was just a bit aggressive or something.
It's like, you know, you're picking on someone who is... It's completely defenseless. Almost, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, defenseless about it. Yeah,
doesn't really have a fucking clue what's going on because that guy has come in. We had a gig in the Black Box, and he came in, and there wasn't even a concept of like this is a stand up night. This is like a paid event. He just kind of came in and sat down, and we were sort of like, is there a fucking management or anyone could maybe take this man out, because you know everyone
and
else is paid.
There, we're just like, oh, he just comes in.
Yeah, he just comes in, sits down.
He sometimes will have a drink and just leave and stuff. So like, he'll just go. Like, you can't really say anything to him because you don't really. I don't know.
I just don't remember what happened at the time, but
I
just don't think it really registers with him.
Anyway, so if it was just a random person, I would sort of think, oh, maybe this guy is a flipping paedophile. You have every right to go up and say you shouldn't actually be here right now. But because I've seen that guy before, I was like, oh no, that's a bit.
There's just something about the nature of, like, just Facebook shaming. You know what I mean? There's this fucking immediate thing now where you can just be like, oh, I'm just going to fucking, you know, put something on the internet and shit on someone straight away.
Yeah. There's a place for it. Like, there is a good thing that you can make people aware of certain things now because you can video things and people can't get away with things now because people just video it and upload it and people will share it. But there is a lot of that, like, shaming thing of, like, I seen this guy on the bus and guess what he did, and he did this, and this guy stole a thing, and I don't know, it's just, like, you feel like you'll never be able to get away from anything you've ever done now.
Yeah.
You know, the more tame things I'm talking about, not, like, people who are actually murderers or something, but, like, you're just, like, it's, some of it is a bit, like, very schoolyard, you know.
I mean, there's plenty of time, and me probably more than the average person could probably fucking bury somebody with it, you know, the amount of shit and people I have online now, but like, you just can't, you just don't, because you just have to fucking sort of be aware of what you're doing, if you know.
People
say
pick your battles, I think that's what it is, isn't it? You know, certain things are going to be relevant to do that, but I don't know.
There's no easier battle than fucking screaming at a mentally ill man in a park.
Good morning, everyone. My name is...
But also, it's not... If you want to do something about it, phone the actual police.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to fucking be all vigilante Batman. Oh, fuck me. Deep.
Make you tired?
Eh? I'm tired as fuck.
Why?
I just haven't slept straight through a night in quite some time. Eat the poo-poo.
Pastor Dr. Martin Semper, I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda. We are making legislation to make sure that sodomy and homosexuality never sees the light of legality in this land of the Pearl of Africa. I've taken time to do a little research to know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom. One of the things they do is called anal leaking, where...
Exactly.
What?
Key phrase being in the privacy of their bedroom.
I know.
See what I'm saying? What are you doing, peering through the window, you fucking weirdo? I would desperately like to be involved in this, but I would tell people that I hate the gays, but secretly, I'm at home sticking plantain, clean up my shitter.
Plantain.
am outraged at the homosexuals, but secretly I would like a mouth like a jar of hot dogs full of dick.
A man's anus is leaked like this.
Oh my God.
By the other person. Like ice cream. And then what happened?
I love his hype. Mama sounded like ice cream. Yeah, like ice cream.
Even poo poo comes out.
By the way, this guy's white as shit. I would like to be greased up and wrestled 20 men in a hot tub.
Poo-poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo poo. The other one they do is they have a sex practice called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand, and it goes all the, into the anus all the way. And it is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it. Now, if we have any children, please step out.
This is the fuck moment. Now that we have covered the PG topic of fisting and inner licking, please remove the children so that we talk about the hard stuff.
That child can be moved out. I've done research. This is what they do. Number one, you can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum.
Is a man post-sucking the rectums? Did you go out last night? I did. Did you get any action? I sucked the rectum.
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place. Tell me, when you have a law against homosexuality, do you say except eating poo-poo? I mean, look at this guy sincerely. Bishop. Stagafulizer. Huh?
Bishop.
Hajat. We do not want this sickness. This is sick, and it's therefore deviant. We do not want it.
Now, they start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other. Then this one smears the poo-poo all over the other person's face. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, we want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right?
As if Obama's like, today we're going to bring some fisting to Uganda.
But I mean, that there might be.
What if you're straight
but...
and you're like, all I love is girls that rub shite all over my face? That's not a gay thing.
That's not gay. I think it's
the
gross.
The vast majority, and it's always, I used to do material about this very same thing, didn't I? And I was like, no one who's ever Googled lesbians gives a shit about lesbians.
Yeah, it's only homosexual men, isn't it?
These men make me absolutely vomit. I'm about to vomit. They are fisting and inner licking.
I can't believe he's
showing
them. But
when the girls do the scissoring of the vaginas, I get so erect. I was at home pulling the plantain off myself. I was milking my yams.
But do you think that's a bit much to show people in a slideshow, people fisting and shitting on each other? Like, that's just too much for anyone. Like,
I know. But it's so not even specifically gay. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's not. Yeah, I think that's where they're wrong. Like, straight people do that. It's just.
There's loads of straight people just love ass stuff.
Loads of straight people love loads of gross things. I think his problem is there's some really disgusting sexual acts out there.
Yeah.
But those are just certain people like really gross things. Majority don't. You know, majority of people don't like any of that. So majority of gay people don't like that. Majority of straight people don't like that. Like,
there's a huge portion of gay men don't bang each other in the butt. Which everyone thinks everyone's just like, oh, I'm getting fucked in the asshole. There's plenty of gay men that are like, nah, it's not really.
There's enough people and enough things to do that a lot of people just like what they like. You know, it's not as if it's like, you're gay, therefore you do all of this. Like, that is so gross. And, like, it's actually so disgusting that he would show people, like, pictures and videos of that. Like, I would be disgusted. But it's not as if you're going, gay people are evil. It's like, that is disgusting. I don't want to see someone shitting in someone's mouth. Of course I don't. I don't want to see anyone shitting in anyone's mouth.
Well, I'd watch it, like, for the crack.
Well,
but
you'd watch it, but...
not in a sexual way, just in a funny way.
But, like, I would be disgusted if someone showed me that. But I think it's crazy how they're like, this is gay people, they're evil. Like, This is every gay person does this all day. All day, this is all they do. This is all they think about.
As soon as he came out as gay, he was wiping shit all over the place. I love the way he did the fist and the ass licking, then he asked the children to leave because he was going to do something that was inappropriate. You know? They put the hand right out the asshole and they need drugs, but they lack it.
As he said, though, I did a little bit of research. Computer full of gay porn.
I did a bit of research last night. I have 25 terabytes of gay porno. They got all sort of things. You want to see like Chinaman? You want to see white Jamaican busting his yams all over tiny, tiny Chinaman? Although, I did a bit of research. Just flooded with gay porn. Fist docking, you put the penis to the tip of the other penis.
He probably knows more about it than most gay people know.
Probably.
Sexual, you know what I mean? He probably knows more weird sexual fetishes than any other person knows. So he's the only perverted one in this whole thing.
I mean, it's just that, it is so not...
Did anyone check if they weren't just all him in those photos though also?
Yeah. Just a real dodgy head photograph, or like photoshopped over the top. It's a blatant example of that, like, I think the lady doth protest too much.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, anyone who's straight doesn't really give a fiddler's fuck about it. And he's like, for some reason, I'm obsessed with the gays. I hate it. But secretly, I am stiff as a cobra. In my pants, my penis, very, very stiff. Ready for action. You want me to glaze your buns? Right, let's hit some questions. Indie poo-poo! Are you a fan of bank holidays?
Neither of us know when they exist.
No, it doesn't really even fucking... It doesn't really matter to us.
It makes no difference to our jobs, unfortunately.
Ryan Whiteside, obviously picking up on maybe an old Snapchat I did the time we drank after going on that wee trip to fucking, what do you call it? The North Coast. We drank some Unicum.
Yeah.
Which does not sound attractive at all. How would you describe that taste of Unicum?
Like cough medicine.
Like cough medicine and pine sap.
Ugh.
That's what it tastes like fucking trees.
It's from Budapest.
It's from hell. It stinks like it's fucking rotten. Having said that, I did take a drink of that and was full pished immediately. Chris McCullough. Hi, Colin. Ever accidentally picked up a prostitute while driving an Uber like this lad in Sydney? So there's a news article about a guy picking up a prostitute. It's a good cover-up. Like, if you're an Uber driver and you just say to some prostitute, you're like, listen, can you just pretend that I'm picking you up right now? And then I stick my finger in the pooper! Ding, ding!
Why do you say poo-poo as well? That's so creepy.
It's a bit like, you gotta say shit, because poo-poo sounds too cute.
Even say excrement? Like, be medical about it then?
Like, I remember, so this is real fucking dog shit, but I was watching some thing on some, like, murder case type thing, and it was a bit rapey. And someone said, like, and I believe you removed the girl's panties. And I was like, you don't say panties.
No.
In, you know, that way.
But then I think
panties are like, let me take off my panties.
I think Americans say panties because they say pants or trousers.
Yeah, definitely just say underwear or something instead of panties. You fucking... You wouldn't be in a court somewhere here and they're like, and then the tuck off the knickers. And you don't say that.
Yeah.
Ugh, creeps, though. My wife recently started jiu-jitsu. My wife recently started jiu-jitsu and comes home every week with a sweaty, smelly, and stretched gi. Any tips to avoid this? I think he's just playing on the fact that the wee suit you wear is called a gi. Which is funny for about 0.3 seconds when you're actually doing jiu-jitsu and people just don't even flinch at it anymore. But unfortunately, her gi will be sweaty, smelly, and stretched. In fact, it won't be stretched. It's made out of tough cotton.
If it is, then she's not very good.
Oh.
What if people can pull it? Is that what you do with gis? You like grab hold of them and all?
Yeah.
Or something?
I don't like wearing them. I like no gi jiu-jitsu.
That's because you look like a giant toddler with one on.
Yeah, I can't get one to fit me quite right. But It's just a big layer of heavy shit that you don't want to be wearing.
You always come back with loads of marks and all on you because it's like quite rough, aren't they?
No, that's just from doing jiu-jitsu, isn't it?
Just because you're shit.
No, not really.
I'm joking.
I'm fairly mediocre.
That's good.
What would your answers be to the Inside the Actor Studios questions? Here's a link. Great stuff! We'll leave that to the end and we'll hit up some other questions. If you had one wish, what would it be? It can't be unlimited wishes.
It would be that all my family never ever got ill.
Okay, world peace would be mine, but
world peace, really? That'll never happen then.
No. Mine would be like
that's probably really boring. But like you could wish for like loads of money and you could wish for like whatever. But like I feel like if you never had to worry about anyone you were related to ever being ill, you know, that'd be pretty sweet.
Okay. Yeah, mine was...
Is that a really boring answer?
No, mine was going to be similar.
Was it?
Just that, like, everyone that you care for is happy and healthy.
Selfie?
And you're a big fat dick.
Just for a big fat
dick. And they get the pooper! In your opinion, what's the funniest video you've ever created?
Ooh.
I don't know.
People probably are under the illusion that you, like, keep a massive record in your head of all your videos. You forget.
Oh, I don't know anything.
You have an unbelievable brain where you can just make a video one day and then just come up with a brand new idea every single day after that. Like, you don't really log it in, like, this was the best thing I've ever done. I'll never repeat this. You can just throw away ideas and think of new ones. It's actually quite amazing how your brain works.
I know.
But
some would say I'm a genius, you know.
Yeah, but
no one says that. I am a jerk.
Your many, many other faults hold you back, but still.
All right. Yes, I'm Jamaican. Only for people don't believe me.
This guy's Chinese is a motherfucker.
I come from Jamaica because I'm Chinese. But what a lot of American people don't know is only for Chinese people come from Jamaica. Only for them. All over the place. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, yes, even though I'm Jamaican,
I'm Chinese as a bastard. What you want, Kung Po goat? Right. Let me get back to these motherfucking questions. Here we go. Would you rather be raped by...
No.
Why is that? What inspires you most when coming up with new material? Mark Curran.
That's funny. We're just saying that.
I like things that are slightly hypocritical. Is my favourite.
What do you mean?
Just double standard-y type things that I notice.
What, like you like making... a joke about things like that? You don't like being hypocritical, you mean?
No, I like spotting things like that and being like, how come this happens, but then this is not also happening.
Yeah.
You know? Why did the fattest cunt you've ever seen wear the best fitness gear? Things like that.
Yeah, you like things like that, yeah.
So yeah, just keep your eyes open and just watch some stuff, you know? It's my boyfriend's 30th soon. Any ideas that'll be a decent present? Rushy. Just back-to-back blowjobs all day and steak.
Fisting, by the looks of it.
Stick your finger in his popo! What's a good present for a man?
I got you a gorilla pod, so... Which can also be used in your anus if you want.
Which has, don't touch it.
Everyone says that, don't they? What is this, some sort of anal beach? Like, no, obviously it's a...
I always just tell them to sniff it and tell me what you think. And I have, just for the crack, rubbed it in my buttocks. I just remembered we have Helter Skelter lollies in the fridge. I'm about to burst. These fucking fidget spinners, or whatever they're called, they're pissing me off. Kids today are easily attracted to mega useless shit. Yeah, it's kind of stupid looking, isn't it?
What are they? I've seen a video.
It's like a skateboard wheel bearing with a wee thing attached to it, and you just hold it and go... I'm going to see if there's... I bet you there's like fidget spinner fucking fidget... spin. I'm hungover as fuck right now.
Yeah, I feel really hungover right now. I have to do something really important.
I've got that, like, you know, like, know, bottomless tummy feeling where you're like, fidget spinner tricks with a fucking professional fidgeter. Fidget my dick, you fucking loser. This is 3 million hits.
What?
He's a professional fidgeter. You're a fucking loser, mate, is what you are. Hey, I'm Chad. I'm fucking 30. Let me fidget my spinnies. Dickhead. Fucking loser. This goes back to last week. I'm the second best beatboxer in the UK. Really?
Beat
these balls against your fucking chin? Loser. Lick your... Man, these are very aggressive. Even Frank... Oh, no, that's not... That's just one of my messages. I a screenshot of acting.
Just reading out your messages.
Tips on surviving Glastonbury, going for the first time this year. Great question.
So jealous.
Take heroin.
I would say, if the weather is good, don't just take wellies and also like trainers or something, because we only brought wellies, because we didn't have enough room to bring anything, thinking, oh, well, you'll definitely just need wellies. And it was so warm that it was insufferable to wear wellies the whole time.
Get yourself a pair of like Vans slip-ons or something, you know, something that you can just flat pack.
Bring one of those...
Toms, you know, I hate those shoes,
yeah,
but like,
they work, yeah.
They'd be so perfect.
Bring one of those water bottles that you can roll up, because there's water taps everywhere.
So you
don't want a big bottle, but you want one of those that you can fill up everywhere, because if it's warm, you need a lot of water. But they're really good, because you have loads of tents where you can charge up your phones and everything.
Yeah.
And also...
They have literally anything you can think of.
Don't worry so much about food, because there's everything there. And also, there's a shuttle bus that goes to Tesco's. And you can go in and out whenever you want. So if you're like low on stuff, don't worry. You can get them.
Don't worry
it's
about
so easy to get stuff
don't,
there.
Don't worry about bringing a pile of shit with you. Bring like full, like least amount of shit. You know what I mean? Like spend money on like a decent pair of, you know, like cargo shorts.
Yeah.
You know, that like are just fucking green or black
get
or something.
Get a bum bag. For sure, they're really
get a
handy.
Sweet bum bag.
Get something where you can hold your money and stuff on easily.
And just get things that are like small and fucking. Is that a girl? I wonder, is that a girl or a fella? I'm not sure.
And like food and drink is quite expensive, so try and find out what
Lanky
food you like
of fish.
And find the cheapest one, because there's usually loads of versions of everything.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, so you could bring little bits of food with you. And then just pick some...
Bring enough baby wipes to clean 1,000 assholes.
Yeah. But then you can shower, you can do all that kind of stuff. So bring one of those, like, travel towels are quite handy.
Yeah, they're gross, but they're handy. Just...
My tip is also, bring a full roll of bin liners. Any festival I've ever went to, full roll of bin liners, because if it's wet, you can line your tent with it.
Yeah.
If your wellies are all mucky and you have to bring them in your tent, you put your wellies, have one that's just for your wellies, use one inside for a rubbish bag. You can put your like all your stuff in your rucksack in different bags. You know, you can cover everything with bin bags, and also you can carry everything then afterwards with it. Oh, also, which we didn't know, in Glastonbury, when you're walking in, depending on where you'd like to camp, we camped not that far from the entrance, which was a lovely camp. We should figure out what that name of it was, because it was really good and the toilets were brilliant. But anyway, everyone had trolleys on wheels to carry all their stuff in, because you could potentially walk for about 2 miles. We didn't know this, and we had a huge, huge tent of about 15 people for 4 people. But anyway, so do you remember everyone had those carts of wheels and were so jealous because it looked class? Because you just carry all your stuff, roll all your stuff in and roll it all back out again.
Yeah.
And even store stuff in it. And even people used to like carry their kids all around them during the day. So yeah, there would be class if you could get one.
Yeah.
Because you have to walk so far.
Bring next to nothing. and just £500,000. Favourite brand of clothing, real quick. Pa, pa, pa.
Brand of clothing?
Yeah. I like Carhartt is my favourite one.
I don't have a lot of brands, like.
Is there a General Banter podcast? Is this the General Banter podcast or the Boy Time podcast?
What?
Is this because I said send nudes as a joke? Glentoran 16, how do you overcome struggles to think of new material? You just have to do it. Like,
you don't really struggle, do you? Would you ever say you struggle to come up with new things?
I mean, sometimes you just kind of fuck. You've sat down. Like tomorrow, I've a set and I would like to do some new material, but you're kind of like, fuck, do I have new material or have I thought of anything or, you know, what do I put down? Ever go to the Balmoral show? Is that on today or yesterday or something?
I don't know. I've never been. I'd like to go, actually.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
If it was nice weather, it would be class.
Is it inside or outside?
Outside.
Have you ever... What are these questions today, bro? Do you like snooker? We watched snooker last night when I was out of my mind drunk, pretending I knew what the fuck was happening.
Spoiler alert. Shelby won, but anyway.
Selby?
Selby? Shelby? Shelley?
I don't know. You shall be. I got a rhino tusk in my anus!
It's pulls down his trousers. Look at it.
Look how disgusting this is. Homosexual activity. I have a full... Do you know them discs that the African people have on their lip? I got one of those on my anus to catch my own poo-poo on a little shelf. Let's see what this fucktard is doing here. Professional fidgeter. Cody McSwings.
Guess who's back? The fidget spinner is back by popular demand. If you don't know what a fidget spinner is, you can tap the link in the description to watch my last video where I unbox one. But for everybody else,
let's unboxing a fidget spinner.
So I've seen a few videos of people attempting some fidget spinner tricks, but they're treating it like a joke. They're treating it like fidget spinning is not a real sport. They're treating it like it's not a lifestyle. Fidget spinning is a lifestyle, and I'll embrace the lifestyle until this trend finishes. So I decided it's time to knuckle down and get serious as a pro fidgeter. So I've been practicing all night, and I'm here with some new tricks that'll blow your mind. Let's begin. I call this one the hot potato.
Hot, 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 hot.
The no looker. The surprised blind man. Dinner's served. Would you like...
Oh, if he died, it would be class. What, like...
Because he's Australian, I know he's only joking, which is why I don't mind him.
Let's watch this video then.
So this is just a thing that spins in your hand and then what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Just that's it.
I mean, I've seen this and there was another thing that was like a wee box. It was like a wee cube and you clicked all these things. It's for people who are like a bit fucking touchy or whatever. So he just chucked it from one hand to another. That's dull. That's dull as fuck, bro.
They got so many hits, like...
Hold on a minute. What happened there? That one was pretty cool.
You're getting so into this.
I'm going to buy one immediately. Do you not see that? That flew. Go back, you can't. Oh, is that just slow motion? No.
I mean, it's kind of fun to look at, but...
Yeah, it is literally for fidgeting. Like, if you were on the phone to somebody and you were just doing that in the background. Bend your knees. I mean, is the main trick you throw it from one hand to the other?
Yeah.
So shit. So dump. Okay, let's ask. I'm going to ask you the questions from Inside the Actor Studio. We'll end on this, okay?
Okay, go. I ask you them after?
I'll do it in the James Lipton style. You ready? What is your favorite word? No. What's your favourite word?
Idiosyncrasies.
What is your least favourite word?
Flaps.
Really?
No, I don't
have. I thought it was your favourite word.
I don't have a least.
Touch my flaps.
I don't have a least favourite word.
Cunt or anything, no?
I don't like that word, actually. You're right. I don't like that word. It's very aggressive.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually or emotionally?
The pursuit of happiness.
The film?
Yeah.
What turns you off? Scat porn?
Anything with scat in it, yeah. Usually. Actually, anything like snot or vomit makes me sick. Like, I can't deal with it.
That turns you off?
Cannot deal with it.
What's your favourite curse word?
Probably just like shit or something like that. Just like something really that's not too aggressive.
My favourite curse word is just all the curse words.
Just all of them at the same time.
What sound or noise do you love?
Any noise that annoys you because it's funny.
What noise do you love?
What noise do I love?
I asked Aaron McCann this, and it was the tin lid being screwed off of Captain Morgan.
Really? That's a good one, actually. I'm trying to think. Just water. The sound of waves. I love that. So you're at the seaside. Love that.
Fair play. What noise do you hate? Did I just ask that? What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Attempt? Like, I could actually do it?
Yeah.
International DJ.
I think that's a great answer. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I think that would be, in my brain, that would be my other favourite job if I could do it. I feel like that would be the funnest job ever.
What profession would you not like to do?
Nurse. I can't deal with vomit, so...
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I would like him to be a white Jamaican guy. Just
put pan to kettle.
I just like him to be like...
And he can't say your name at all. Oh my job. God, Miss Mary Ariane. Mary Ariane Panda fucking... Panda replay.
I don't know. You just want God to just be like, high five. You did it, man. Sweet job on the old life. Well done. You are the best, actually. You are my favourite. Am I joking? I don't know. It's something like that. Just like, you know. You would like it to be that thing of like, oh, don't worry. It's not over yet.
I don't know.
Everyone's fit and healthy and well, and you're going to have even better time now. I don't know. Who knows? Like, maybe you don't want to figure anything out afterwards. Anyway, go. What's the next one? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the 10 questions.
Right, let me ask you them.
Okay.
What's your favourite word? Is all of these going to be swear words, Colin?
My favourite word? Invoice me. What's your favourite word? I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know. Like, if you're talking about ones that just sound good.
Yeah, what sounds good for you?
Just things like retard. I like that.
That's a really bad thing to have as your favourite word.
I know, it's terrible.
What's your least favourite word?
Fuck.
Because some people hate words like moist and all those kind
of
things.
Nah, none of the words really.
That doesn't bother me
really
at all. No, it doesn't really annoy me, but...
Words like, wait or no.
Just no.
Just wait. No. Later.
You're not worried, but things like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Or, you shouldn't do that. Those
you can't.
Are things,
yeah, can't.
Yeah, you can't do
you
that.
You can't do that.
That's very near a swear word also.
Can't!
What turned you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally, Colin?
Creativity.
Just creativity?
Yeah.
That's it.
What turns me on? Just
what gets just your juices going?
Approval and recognition.
Does it? Yeah. So if you get approval, you feel good and you want to be more creative?
Yeah.
That's cool. What turns you off?
Scat porn.
No, but like creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
What turns me off?
What ruined your creativity?
Just
idiots.
Just, just things that just are illogic. Just things that we are like, well, definitely, you know, like it makes so much sense to do this certain thing, but you're not allowed to. So you know what I mean? That turns me off. Just think fucking better.
What is your favorite curse word?
Cunt flaps. No, probably like fucking's pretty, just fuck is the best one, clearly.
It's a pretty amazing word, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Don't know what it means. It's good, though.
It's good. You can use it in any context. What sound or noise do you love?
Oh, God. Fuck. What noise is there, like? Laughter. yeah.
I mean, that probably is true.
When people really piss themselves laughing.
Like that real belly laugh kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, is your favourite, you'll say your favourite thing is when people go, ooh, and then laugh their heads off. Yeah. Like that, like, ooh. It's like,
yeah, I'm not really happy enough with just laughs anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
I want you to, like,
vigorous enough.
Injure yourself a bit.
What do you hate then? What noise do you hate?
all of the things we mentioned earlier. People eating.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of things you hate.
People singing with fucking no music, with all their heart and soul put behind it.
And everyone has to be quiet.
Do you know when people, like, they watch The Voice and all, and they're like, I could really hear the emotion in your voice. Fuck that. I don't want to hear the emotion in your voice. I don't want to see you. Just sing. Look like you're having fun.
What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt?
Television chef.
Again, that's a legitimate thing you could do.
I know. I'm just so skilled.
But you're a good cook, so you could actually legitimately be some sort of chef.
Yeah, I could literally film myself cooking.
Yeah.
I'm full front wedging myself here, can you see that?
What profession would you not like to do?
Something where it was like... something where it was like really fucking... You know, like a forensic psychologist or something where you have to talk to a load of fucking maniacs all day? Made your mind go creepy.
Really?
Nah, probably
I think
just,
that'd be more interesting. I thought you would say something like just like an office job, yeah, something really like mundane,
accountant,
or
like an accountant or something.
I would, for me, like, it's so funny. I'm like, I feel like I can answer these for you, but I feel like if it was something really monotonous and mundane, you go insane. You can't even deal with one day of doing the same thing. Like, to me, that's what I would say for you. Be an office or something.
Yeah, or it would be like things that have deadlines with really boring shit. Do you know? Do you have those things done? No, I fucking don't. Alright, yeah, fucking no.
So Colin, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The barbecue is at 8 and you can have a little nap over here in the meantime. And I'd be like, where's the napping area? And he's like, in Fat Bootiesville over here, just to the left. Free burgers. And poo-poo in the butts.
You just want a barbecue, is that what you're saying?
I'd like him to go, I'd like him to just turn, open the door behind him and go, he's fucking here! And everyone goes, yeah! Dang, 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 you know? End of the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week. We will have to end it here because I'm about to piss.
You should probably try to be less hungover.
Yeah, it was a low energy, but I think it was low pretty energy. Funny and certain. What are you just ruining my notebook by writing your name a million times like a serial killer?
Because you're famous, you want to sell us? No?
No. No one gives a shit about fucking...
I don't know, my hands getting cold again, they're going all dead.
Yeah, you have terrible circulation. Oh. Right, gonna get out of here. There's things I haven't mentioned. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's post about that.
Very good lineup. Strong lineup.
Shane Todd, Mickey Bartlett, me. We're probably all doing new material. Mickey sent me a message. He goes, I've a great bit about Down syndrome something. And I was like, okay. All right, mate. But it's Mickey Bartlett, so I'm sure he'll make it work somehow, shape, or way for him. Everyone's doing new material. There might be like open spots and stuff showing up. That's it. The Beer 52 offer that's on every week still stands. Use the code BANTER10, get money off the fucking beer. All that shit. Me, Mickey and Shane will be in Galway also. I'm going to get that plug out early. On the 19th, I'm not sure what time it is, but it's at the Rushing what? D-U-B-H.
Yeah. Dove.
Dove. Dove. Dove.
Dove.
Dove. Fucking routine, Dove. We'll be gigging there. And there'll be details of that coming out shortly. So if you're in the Galway area or know people near there, just fucking go and make a load of noise so that other people up there are like, who the fuck are these boys? You know, coming up here, climbing on your windows. You know?
Listen to the birds.
Beautiful. Right, let's get out of here, Maureen. Do you want to play a song on the way out now?
Would you like?
I don't know. I can't be arsed looking it up. Fidget with my spinners. What do you think? Oh, tune of the week, right? See you later.
Call it how it is.
Did I play this last week?
Swear. Yo. Percocet. Miley Percocet. Percocet. Miley Percocet.
This is so shit, but the beat is so good that you listen to it.
Never chase a bitch. Chase no bitch. Mask on. Fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on, mask on, Percocet.
as fuck, Maureen.
Should we go 5 out of 5 for takeaways tonight?
Yeah. See you later, guys. See you later. Take care of yourselves, okay? Bye. In fact, give us a rate and review on iTunes if you get that far. Because that's what makes you chart, isn't it? Rate, review it.
It is.
Leave reviews. Tell every fucker that you know, because let's really push this podcast really big so that we can do cool things like do a podcast every day, you know, and make money from it, and you get free shit all day, every day. You know? Pee pee and the poo poos all day.
Yeah, other gems like that.
that's what you want, bro. So, yeah, rate, review it, share it with people. If you work with people, be like, if you heard the General Banter podcast, you should fucking listen to it and work and not do actual work. Fuck all that.
And then they'll listen to this one and be like, that is absolutely grotesque.
Yeah, these dirty poo-poo fisting, licking at buttholes. Right, we're out of here. See you later.